for the Dalai Lama in the newspaper. I was the headliner. I mean, that's unbelievable.
I'm going to somehow be one of the most well-known porn stars of all time. But I get to drink and dance and make money. This is way better than anything else I can imagine.
Cool. You know, sign me up. Of course, took advantage of everything that was there.
We give them in the adult entertainment industry for a brief, shining moment, immortality, validation, and credibility. But nobody thinks that it's going to end.
What you do in porn films is not sex.
When you're involved in this industry, you lose your humanity. You're no longer treated as a human being.
The dirtiest of the dirtiest gonzo companies. I worked for anybody I could to make a buck.
I just started feeling really depressed about it.
Very few women say, I'm going to become a surgeon or I'm going to become a pornography star.
Well, I can't do anything else. This is what I'm good at. This is all that I know.
People, welcome to a very special pornographic edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 54. I'm your host, the phenomenal one, MoviesWorldsPodcast.com.
This is Z from TheFanCritic.com.
And we about to get nasty. Fuck nasty. Okay, that's, you know what? My name's not the phenomenal one today. It's Mr. Big Daddy.
I'm sure it's taken.
Yeah, it probably is. What's your name for the show, then?
I'll
call you Z-Meister.
The Jackhammer.
Jackhammer, yeah, I like that. You know what? Call me the Steel Mill.
No, we can call you, what's the, that thing? I think it's over by, on the west end of the country, the Geishers.
Oh, you know what? Call me the Phenomenal Geisher. Yeah. I like that, yeah, because people, we're talking about a porno today. Well, supposedly, loosely a porno, mainly a documentary. After Porn Ends.
Yeah.
And after watching this, Z, it made me realize, well, I don't give two shits about documentaries in the first place.
Some documentaries are good. This one, I thought they would have had, I think, the stories that the porn stars were saying, I thought there would have been more dramatic of why they got into porn, but it really wasn't.
Did it not seem as like, I think the only one I really kind of like gave a shit about was besides the men, because I thought all the men stories in here were honest opinions in real life. But did not seem all the women just seemed fake.
Yeah, it does.
The only one I actually felt bad for a little while, or actually thought she was a real person, was Asia Carrera.
Because her husband died, yeah.
Her husband died, and plus she's just talking like a normal person. She's just like, look, I don't have any regrets. Every other girl here is just like, I regret doing this. I had to do this or whatever, and she's just like, look, hey, I did it, and I lived with it, so, you know, I was just like, you know what, I respect her for a whole lot, because everybody else is like, I wish I hadn't done this, because you just don't know the dangers that porn comes with after you quit, and this chick, Asia Carrera, is just like, yeah, you know, people recognize me, and I'm just like, you know, I go along with the flow of it, you know, I'm just like, yeah, as you should, shit, you,
and,
you know what you're getting into.
She lives in Utah, where porn's illegal.
I did not know that, too, by
the way. I didn't know that either.
I didn't know porn could be illegal.
I don't know, and she lives in Utah, which is a dominant Mormon state. Mm-hmm. Very religious, and she got Google searched by her kid's daycare.
Mm-hmm. Cause they needed, like, references?
Yeah,
they?
Yeah.
And then, so they Google her, and found, obviously when you type her name and that comes up. And they were cool about it with her and everything. And even the story of when her husband passed away, which I thought, not nothing to make me cry or anything like that, make me feel sorry for her, but I thought it was a genuine, real story that she was telling. And I personally thought she was the best female in here. Everybody else, they seemed to be retarded as too. Mary Carey, that bitch couldn't even pronounce, what was it?
Unpredicuous or something like that?
I can't remember the word it was now. Unprecedented.
Yeah. Unprecedented, yeah.
She was just like, how's that word? Okay, unprecedented. And then I looked at her and was like, this bitch almost ran for governor, too. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, she came off as the moron of the whole documentary.
She really was a fucking moron, especially when she was at the ending. She was like, I can come back when I'm 32 and, you know, do girl boy. I can come back when I'm 35 and do double anal. Or I can come back when I'm 38 and, you know, do a black guy. You know, I'm just like, what the fuck is she talking about right now?
One I didn't like because she sounded like, It was at Nina Hartley, where she started talking about
which one was she again?
She was the very old lady. She wasn't featured. She was just shown. She was wearing glasses.
Yeah, okay, I think I know what you mean. I didn't know if she was a porn star or a doctor, to be honest. Is she a porn star?
She acted like that she was better, like porn stars are better than everyone else.
They kind of throw off that like every time, because I thought she was part of the psychology, they try to throw in that every now and then by saying like, yeah, we are better than everyone else because we know how to live our lives or something like that. And then every now and then you get one of these celebrities crying, and I'm like, they just don't know what the porn does to us and everything. I'm just like, shit, sign me up. I'll show you what porn will do to me.
Well, everyone knows that. I think it's a cliche statement to say that reason why girls become porn stars or strippers is because they have daddy issues, they were molested as a kid, all that stuff. And you really didn't, I think someone said it in there, I'm not sure which one it was.
You know what really pissed me off about the movie, though? Well, not even so much pissed me off, just like turned me off, though, of the movie, is the fact that every one of these girls, God, was our way out of this.
Especially that one.
Oh my God, dude, that shit was annoying the fuck out of me. They were just like, God led me out of this or whatever, but you know, it's like, I regret doing this, but I need the money. Then you shouldn't regret doing it. If it fed you, and you had to do what you do, and you enjoyed doing it those years, then another thing I liked about Asia Carrera, too, is that she says, I can't remember what she said toward the end of the movie, she says something that actually stuck with the movie. She said, I ran the porn industry. The porn industry didn't run me.
Yeah, that's a great quote.
And then you hear all these other female actresses, they're talking about, you know, it took over me. You know, I started getting into drugs and drinking and partying and whatever. And then you're just looking at them like, well, you know, they didn't force you to. You had the choice of doing that.
Exactly.
Sit up here and you hear Asia Carrera's story where she's saying, yeah, it didn't run me. I just made the money and did what I had to do, and that was it. And I'd go to bed. I'd leave the parties or whatever. I'd go mingle with people, but I would leave like at 10 p.m. and shit. So I did not feel sorry for any of these motherfuckers, to be honest.
Well, she was – Asia Carrera was a Mensa member. Mm-hmm. And so she's obviously was the smart one, so she actually had a conscience on her that everyone else is like, oh, I kind of regret it, but – you have ones like, I think, Mary Carey and Raylene, they went back in the porn.
Yeah, Raylene did go back, yeah.
And
does it with her husband, if I'm not mistaken, either.
Yeah. And, you know, they're saying, oh, I regret it, and she's crying and stuff, and, you know.
Yeah, the nerve to show that. Raylene was crying her ass off, and I'm just looking at her like, my God, she's a horrible actress if she's putting this on a show.
And she's the one that she loves the acting.
And Mary Carey, man, I forgot all about that governor shit.
Did you?
And they show you clips in that shit of her ad campaign. I was just looking at that like, goddamn, California will vote for any fucking body if this is the case. Because shit, man, imagine if she would have been governor, that would have been the stupidest fucking thing California could have ever did. Oh, wait, Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor, so never mind.
Yeah, she was going to take off a car tax and put in breast implant tax.
Breast implant? I was like, this is a horrible ad. Who the fuck would vote for her for governor? And she came in 10th place. Now, granted, that ain't close to winning, but goddamn, 10th place?
Out of 136, I believe.
Another, the guy that had the heart attack but lived, Randy?
Yeah, he's probably the biggest name on the guy side.
Yeah, exactly. I actually, he said something in the movie when he was driving the car. He was just like, I do these golf tournament charity things because that's the only way I can give back my money and stuff like that to charity work, whatever, because the porn, and a lot of charities don't take money from the porn industries, which they take money from politicians and shit like that or whatever, but yeah, they can't take it from me if I'm giving them the money. So yeah. I have to do all these kind of charity golf tournaments and stuff like that. I thought that was interesting too.
He seemed like he was giving back, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to, because porn, like, I think one of the doctors said it, that it's a shame that society looks on them, their nose is down on them, but they get off watching them.
Yeah. I thought another interesting point, too.
That was a very good, I think it's a very good definition of society.
Yeah. Is that we'll jerk off to something in the privacy of our own homes, but when it comes to public, we'll change our minds just to be, you know, part of the group that's against them.
Yeah. And
I thought that was a pretty good point as well. That was made as well.
And I think this one guy said that after they're done, they pretty much said about the girls than the guys that yeah. The girls got the scarlet letter.
Yeah, because obviously most people watch porn for the girls mainly.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. It's like it's the same thing. A girl has sex with 100 guys, she's considered a slut. A guy does it, you know, you want to high five him.
Hey, I say a girl has sex with 100 guys, I'd be like, good, I ain't got to teach you ass nothing. You know, I can just lay here then, and you can do all the work, shit.
But, you know what I mean, like, it's
Mary
like...
Mary Carey, man, when she started talking about how much money she made in a month, I was just looking at her like...
40,000?
She can never go broke.
40,000?
She said almost $300,000 a year, remember?
Yeah.
How the fuck did she... It said at the end of the movie, they showed, like, little subtext of people where, that, it said that her money was going low or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck... Now, first of all, I don't know how long this girl's been in porn. Matter of fact, I'm looking at her name right now. I'm going to go ahead and look it up. Okay, first of all, okay, it's going to take me a while. I don't know how long this girl's been in porn. From the look of it, it looks like she's been in it since early 2000s.
Yeah, so about a decade.
So about yeah, just fine. She's still doing it until a decade. She's making $300,000 a year, and yet when she decides to get out of it before she made her comeback, the bitch mean to tell me she was losing money? How the hell is that possible?
Well, how much do you think her campaign cost?
That wasn't on her own money, though.
Oh, it wasn't? Oh, no.
Only some politicians do that. Usually most politicians don't do that.
Oh, okay. But... I think out of the girl side, she might have been the biggest name, just the fact that she ran for governor, and plus she was on reality shows like Celebrity Rehab and all that shit.
The chick that had the lip.
Houston?
Houston, yeah, she's actually bigger than Mary Carey for that time frame. If you want to say for now, then yeah, Mary Carey, obviously, because all the other ones are retired, so.
I was kind of wishing, because I think it would have been a bigger impact on the documentary if they had, like, the biggest names, like Jenna Jameson.
I thought that Randy story was interesting because I didn't know Jenna Jameson's first work was with him.
Yeah, I knew that.
So, and when he was describing it when Jenna came in, which, personally, I'm going to go ahead and say this, I don't even think Jenna Jameson's all that.
She was in the 90s.
She's fine. All right, I've seen better. Seen bigger. bigger tits and ass.
Nowadays, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She's all right. I mean, the way people talk about her, like she's a queen of porn or something like that, I'm like... The bitch is lame. Okay, let's go ahead and say that.
Mm-hmm.
The bitch is boring, too, at that. So, I personally don't give two shits about Jenna Jameson. You know what? We didn't even give a plot synopsis.
After Porn Ends, directed by Bruce Wagner, came out May 20... Well, release date was May 21st, 2012, but I know they had releases in 2011.
Actually, it was released in 2010.
Oh, was it?
The DVD came out in 2012.
Okay, gotcha. Budget was $400,000, and it's pretty much a documentary about the $6 billion a year porn industry, and it has interviews with some doctors, a porn historian, which is a weird job to have.
How the fuck are you going to be a porn historian? He just looks up at the porn archives and shit like that. Like, oh, wow.
I think all guys are porn historians.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a porn historian shit at my young age. I love how porn is a $6 billion industry that nobody watches.
Yeah. It's because people are afraid to say yes. They will watch it.
Okay, I don't know about you guys, but L.A. hosts the convention, the porn expos, AVN expos and shit like that.
Yeah.
Crowd.
You are pretty much between L.A. and Vegas... I think you're in the number two or one city for porn. I know all the porn offices are probably in L.A.
Yeah.
But Las Vegas has those conventions. L.A., Miami, Chicago, New York, Canada. You know,
I'd say Vegas might be bigger. Maybe Vegas and L.A. is on tie. I know because Vegas has the award ceremonies. And, you know, I think it's just that whole thing of it's Sin City. Everything's let loose here. So, but... I know L.A. is where all the studios are at for the big companies, like
yeah.
Vivid Entertainment and shit like that, so I'm not really sure.
Do you see them?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, all the time.
You ever go in?
Hell, a man tried to. They kicked me out one time. I remember I walked in there just randomly, just like, what is going on? Where's Nina Mercedes? Where's she at right now? Big ass Latin titties of hers.
Now, have you ever seen a porn star?
Exactly, a porn star, a fan of this site. Who's I will not say name, but you know.
You can't say her stage name?
Let's use her real name.
Oh, well, you gotta tell me off air.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I remember when I found out, too, I was just like, Lena, you're a porn star. I'm gonna fuck her.
She's not in this documentary, is she?
No, not though. Oh, have I ever ran into one? You know what? What's this girl's name? Eva Angelina.
Oh, God, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful. She works at a nightclub right now in Anaheim.
Okay.
So anybody ever want to go there, it's called the Heat Ultra Lounge. If you ever go there, she works as like one of the chicks that like sets up RSVPs for like boosts and shit like that and bottle service and all that.
Mm-hmm.
She works there at that.
Sure, she's not making a lot of money.
She's probably making a lot of money there because bottle service in L.A. costs a shitload of fucking money. So you could spend about $1,000 in this place.
Jesus
just
Christ.
Just for two bottles and a table.
But, you know, it's...
I'd imagine she'd make probably about, like, Friday through and Saturday, probably about $3,000 a weekend.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, L.A., that's fucking...
Total add up a month, she probably brings in...
15.
Plus, on holidays, it probably gets amped up a little bit more, and birthday parties and shit like that, so she probably brings in about a good $9,000 or $10,000 a month, maybe love. But, now, granted, that ain't nowhere near the porn money she could have been making.
So... But, like, in the documentary, they kept saying Vivid. It was, like, number one. I don't think Vivid's number one anymore.
It might be just because it produces the fucking, you know, all those parody movies.
Oh, that is Vivid, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Vivid that does all that. So maybe Vivid is known as... Because I was with you on that one, too. I was like, Vivid was kind of softcore to me.
I didn't expect to see anything.
Vivid to me was like Cinemax porn to me.
Yeah, Cinemax porn.
But I will agree with the girl. I can't remember what girl said that Vivid does have some of the most beautiful girls on their schedule.
It was Asia or Raylene. I think they were the only two Vivid people.
Yeah, I think it was Raylene that said it, too. They do have some of the most... And then you are a contract girl for them, so they do pay you more at that as well. And I think... I will say probably the only reason why they're is because they make most of those parody movies. I mean, have you ever seen the Avengers one?
No.
It looks horrible.
But you would still watch it.
They got Lexington Steel. Yeah, I still watch it. I ain't gonna lie. They got Lexington Steel as Nick Fury and shit.
Nice. I just read that he got arrested because he had AIDS or something.
You got arrested for having AIDS? Damn.
Well, he was knowingly having sex without a condom.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but I swear I read something about him, about getting arrested, and it was about something about AIDS. Well, I don't know what guy it was.
Yeah.
He was married and he had like, you know, that whole AIDS outbreak in the 80s. And his wife said that thing, should we have sex? And he goes, why not? And he goes, one of us should still be alive. So his wife said, I'm like, holy shit.
That guy was pretty cool too. I actually like, as a matter of fact, I like all the guys in here.
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
They just seemed mellowed out and everything. I'm telling you, it's all the women that just felt fake.
Well, Mary Carey sounded like she's such a moron.
Yeah, she sounded like such a dumbass, but her big ass titties on screen, so I was trying my best to like her, you know?
Yeah, Raylene seemed fake.
Raylene was definitely fake. And what was the other chick that said she got, like, kicked out of the house, but, like, this beautiful black man? What was it? Was,
oh.
What's her name?
Was it Amber Lynn?
No, it wasn't Amber Lynn. I think it was Shelley.
Okay.
I think it was Shelley. I can't remember.
She wasn't the bounty hunter, was she?
No, it wasn't the bounty hunter one. It was the one that said she was doing that found the boyfriend and they started doing snorting coke and reading the Bible and shit.
Oh, that's weird.
No, that was another thing too, man. They kept going on this religious shit wherever and then talking about, you know, I met this guy who's very into religion, you know. He kind of helped me get myself together, you know. We would drink and do drugs and stuff like that. I was just like, yeah, I think porn is the least of your problems, and if She's trying to get religious and shit on me. I'm fucking right now.
Now, was this supposed to be, like, a documentary about the after effects of porn? Yeah. Like, don't, like, this is like a don't get into porn?
You know what? That's exactly what it felt like, too. Don't get into porn video. Because everybody in here, at least the women, I'm not going to say the men, because the other men seem happy about it. And I hate to get on this rant that, oh, all these women in here was doing this and that. You know, usually I like to be on their side, but they were some bitches in this movie. And like you said, Mary Carey was just a fucking moron.
Yeah, and Asia Carrera is probably the only real one. Well, that Tiffany Milling, who was the bounty hunter, she seemed like a down-to-earth one, really cool.
She was weird. Oh, so I didn't like her.
What was weird was Amber Lynn, who they showed, like, the funeral or something of a memorial from her brother, Buck Adams. And I'm like, that's weird that you and your brother were in the porn business.
That's weird that her brother would tell her to get into the porn
business. And be in his movie.
Yeah. She was like, my brother told me, hey, you want to do this video? And she's like, if you're not going to be in nobody's video but mine first. And that the fact that he filmed it, I was just like, that's some weird shit right there, okay?
Yeah.
Wow, did you produce your sister? Man, your parents must have whooped your ass after that. It's like, what the hell did you do to my daughter?
And the only one, I think, pretty much they all have kids, except I think Mary Carey. And Houston's daughter said, you know, she said that she doesn't want her to go to her soccer games or her track meets. Yeah, and she's, like, embarrassed because of it.
Yeah, because she was so famously known, and, you know, people know. I find it to be bullshit, to be honest. You ask me.
About being known?
I'm sorry. I don't see why you would be embarrassed by that.
Well, what did she said, what? I get noticed at McDonald's drive-thru, movie theaters, the mall, the park.
You think any of these kids would recognize her today?
No.
Thank you. I find that to be bullshit. I really find that to be bullshit. Especially with the way porn is distributed now on the internet. Nobody just randomly gonna type in this bitch's name or whatever and just look it up. Either she'd have to be, like, streaming on the front page or something like that, and I highly doubt she is.
Oh, I fully agree with you. I mean, the only ones gonna notice are gonna be people my age or higher.
Mm-hmm.
Because she did that, what? She did 500 guys in, like, in a day or something?
Yeah, she was, like, one of the first gangbang victims or some shit like that. I don't know. It was 500 man mile, whatever that shit was called. Which is weird in the first fucking place. But, hey, she was sitting up there crying, like, my daughter said she doesn't want me to come to her games or anything like that. I was just like, man, these people are over-dramatic with this shit in this movie. Like,
and the guys, though, they embraced it.
Yeah.
They didn't give a fucking shit.
They sound like they had just a good time. It was an experience for them.
Yeah, and the girl, and
none of them were heartbroken. None of them had any family issues after that. Like, they had real discussions with their wives afterward and shit like that. I mean, it seemed like it was just another day job to them.
Yeah, and it kind of showed. I think this pretty much was said: if you're a guy, you don't be a porn star. If you're a girl, don't do it.
And but the girls dated never showed me a way of, like, why it was so bad. Like, a lot of them was just saying, because you'll get caught up in the porn lifestyle and start doing drugs. So I was like, no, you won't. That's your lifestyle choice.
Yeah, it's your choices.
Yeah, I mean, you can grow up in the projects and make it out of there without doing drugs or gangbanging or anything like that. Does that make you a product of the city or anything like that? No. So don't sit up there crying about, oh, you know, I just got caught up in the lifestyle. Even though I was making $300,000 a year if I was, like, Mary Carey here, but I just got caught up in doing the drugs and stuff like that because, you know, everybody else is doing it and it just looked like fun. It's just like, that sounds like a personal problem. That don't sound like a porn's problem.
Yeah, and what she just, Mary Carey just got into it because her boyfriend dragged her to, or said she can win an amateur strip club contest.
Dude, you hear her story. She had so many fucking boyfriends. I was just like, God damn, shit.
Yeah, she had a boyfriend, broke up with him, went back to porn, boy girls, then got back with him, then started doing girl. I'm like,
yeah, and then she's talking about, like, oh, he was getting jealous or whatever, so, you know, I found another guy. So I was just like, okay, I don't want to say this, but Mary Carey, you coming off as a whore in this documentary. Yeah. I ain't even talking about in the porn either or whatever. You just sound off like, she really came off as just a dumb bimbo.
Yeah, and I
now,
think,
granted, I'd still fuck her.
Yeah.
But like the one of the doctors said, I'd fuck her and then burn the sheets afterwards.
Oh yeah, that's a good analogy too.
Now, I'm not going to lie, any other porn star, I wouldn't waste my time to burn the sheets. Whatever. That's a lot of work. I ain't got time for that shit now. She's probably just as good. You know.
One of the funny...
I would have told that doctor when he said that, I clean the sheets even if I'm fucking a regular person.
I know.
Shit, what kind of shit is that? You're like, you feel like you got to burn the sheets even after you did a porn star. It's like, I would fucking burn the sheets even if I'm fucking someone regular.
He kind of made him out that porn people are like lepers.
Yeah.
The way he said that, like, they are, like, a disease in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because, obviously, they now have to have safe sex now.
Yeah.
That's, like, I think, law.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing's wrong with that.
I mean, I still get as much pleasure out of watching the motherfuckers and his excitement, whether they wear one or not.
Yeah. So, the way he said it, it's kind of just said, like, you know, porn, you know, they're just... bad for the world. He seemed like they were like the scum of the earth.
That's probably how society sees them, but I wouldn't say all society. I would say more religious societies and more, you know, good family value society.
Yeah, that's the one that pissed me off, that I think it was Chrissy Morin.
Yeah.
That she's big in the like religion now.
She's
like
a Christian activist, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. I think they said that in the end.
Yeah, she is. She's, like, really into that shit.
No.
Like, matter of fact, you know what? They barely even talked about her ass, and I remember they did say that at the end, because I was reading that, and they're just saying that she's trying to get porn banned or something like that.
No, that wasn't her. That was someone else. I think that was that Shelly.
No, that wasn't Shelly. No, that was not Shelly. No, that wasn't Shelly. I don't think it was Shelly. The chick with the glasses at the end.
Oh, Nina?
The one with the big-ass titties or whatever and shit.
I can't remember.
That wasn't Shelly, no. I'm telling you, it was.
But yeah, I remember that said that she's trying to ban the porn industry.
Yeah, Shelly was the one with the one that did our brother or some shit like that.
But it will never. The porn industry is never going to be banned. I think
did you see that bitch though? She was like on stage and she was like talking about how women get misused and stuff like that or whatever. And she was like, "Oh, I'm trying to porn ban it or whatever." And it's just like, bitch. Like Z just said, porn ain't never gonna get banned because I'm gonna keep watching it.
You know what? How they're getting mistreated because it's their choice. It's their choice to get into porn. It's their choice to accept the script and get paid for it. It's their choice. Mm-hmm. If they're gonna have like six guys gangbang them at once, it's their choice.
If you made $3,000 or whatever for getting fucked one time, would you complain about that?
No.
I know I fucking wouldn't complain either. I'd be like, because what did they, all of them opened up in this movie by saying, you know, when I first got introduced to porn, I was doing some modeling or some photo work, whatever. And then, you know, a guy came up to me and said, hey, how would you like to make $2,500, $3,000 for one scene? So I said, hey, fuck it, you know? I'm just like, well, then you ain't got no complaints then.
Yeah. And you know what? They got, let's see, they're getting money from what? DVD sales? Merchandise? Their signings, their appearances, their stripping.
See, you don't understand. It's the mental psychology of how they treat us.
Well,
you know what? I think that's why the men handle it better, is because they don't buy into that bullshit of the whole mental psychology shit of it. Like, oh, we don't give a fuck if we being misused or not like mm-hmm. that. Like, we're getting money and we're fucking.
I think the porn industry, I think more people have died from, like, drugs.
Yeah.
Then I think professional wrestling's like second.
Exactly. The thing is, the men in here, they like you said, they accept what the porn comes with them, but they're not emotionally confused or anything. Like, they don't give a fuck, because it's just like the women say when they first sign up. It's just like, you know, we get paid a lot of money to pick whatever guy we want to have sex with. They even get to pick the guy they want, and it was like, we get to pick a hot guy to have sex with and get paid
mm-hmm.
for. And they look at it like, oh, but you get mistreated. But the guys here just like, hey, I accept my job. I mean, they pay me a lot of money, and I get to pick whatever girl I want to fuck with. So, I mean, that sounds like a perfect job for me. I'm not going to complain about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put up with it.
I mean, do they think, I mean, they know they're getting videotaped having sex. Mm-hmm. Do they think they're going to be like a household name? Do you think, is that why they get into it? Do they think they're going to be like the next huge, like, movie star?
Remember what Raylene said? She was just like, that's the only chance I'm ever going to get at acting is in porn. That's why I like the acting. And I don't think they ever think that they're going to be big in as movie star level, but in their own realm of movie star, as far as stardom goes, that they're going to be there.
And because there has been crossovers.
Horrible crossovers, but yeah.
Yeah, Jenna Jameson, I think Riley...
Jameson's fucking horrible.
Riley Steele was in Toronto.
She's fucking horrible, too.
You know, there's always, there's crossovers. Ron Jeremy. Everyone knows Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy, that motherfucking name is legendary.
Yeah.
As far as men go, he's the most recognizable man ever.
And you say Jenna Jameson's probably number one.
I would say she's probably the number one female, and Ron Jeremy's the number one male.
Yeah.
I think everybody would know their name. I don't know if kids today would know their names, personally. Ron Jeremy, maybe, because he still appears in, like, sketches and shit like that, but Jenna, I don't think no one would know her name right now.
Yeah, she's too busy getting beat up by Tito Ortiz.
Yeah, exactly. She's still thinking that she, oh, I'm above all this.
You know? See, I don't even know who's, like, the number one porn girl now.
It's, Lisa Ann.
Oh, she's done, fuck,
Palin.
What's her?
The Palin.
Yeah.
She's pretty huge or whatever. I mean, she's even ranked as number one.
Yeah, she was in the Eminem video. I remember that.
Oh, really? Was she? Let me look that up right now.
Yeah, she was in the Eminem video. That she looked like Sarah Palin.
Man, that girl is like 46'7" or something like that, and she is fucking hot. I mean, God, where's her video at? When are we gonna review that movie?
Dude, there is a porn star from Toledo.
Lives there or just like from
there? I think she lives down like south in like Finley, which is like an hour south from us.
I would drive down there.
Very beautiful. Her name's Brandy Taylor or Talor.
Oh, Brandy Taylor. Oh my God. Oh my God. People, you don't know who that is. You look her up. See, I like people just like, man, you don't know shit about things at that MTV Awards P1, but you sure know your porn name. Brandy Taylor, man. She's got a huge set of fucking knockers on her. Shit.
Yeah.
Lisa. She's like, she can be related to you sometimes, Susie.
Really?
Yeah. She's Z's sister.
Well.
Damn, Z, that must be hard.
Yeah. But how was it, like, in LA? Do you have, like, we only have, like, a handful of porn shops.
Yeah.
L.A.'s probably, like, what, every corner, right?
Let me tell you something about L.A., how they try to trick you on porn star. Now, you know I love video games, right?
Correct.
Now, you know I have a nostalgia for, as much as I don't give a shit about playing the older games on consoles, but I love the arcades. Like, I even bitched at you for not taking me to the arcade.
Yeah.
I was just like, you didn't even fucking take me there, you son of a bitch.
Well, I didn't know you that well.
I was like, you motherfucker. I was pissed. See, I was mad. This motherfucker tells me someone that we knew worked down there or whatever, and these motherfuckers didn't take me to arcade. I was looking at him like, you motherfucker right
there. Next time.
You know we don't have that in L.A. no more, an arcade? Shit.
Next time.
Shit, so, I saw one in L.A. one time, an arcade, right?
Yeah.
It says arcade all over the windows and everything like that, right? But the windows are blocked out. And I go inside, it's a porn star place. They straight up sell, like, nude photos, magazines, DVDs and shit like that. I'm just looking around, just like, I remember asking guys, like, I ain't gonna lie, dude, I got a boner looking at this shit, but where's the arcade games at, whatever. He was just like, oh, that's just what we use to hide it, this little storefront we're in and shit like that. You know, we
look weird. Little kids are gonna walk in there.
You know what he said? He said, we get teenagers that usually come up in here and shit like that all the time, thinking the same thing. I was just like, dude, I'm 24. I was 24 at the time when I said that. I was like, dude, I'm 24. He was like, so you gonna buy a video now? I was like, man, fuck it, it's got the internet. I ain't buy no fucking video.
Yeah, they sell them for like $30 for one DVD. I'm like, I'm not buying fucking Avatar here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not buying fucking a Martin Scorsese pick right here, goddamn shit. I will say this, people. Downtown L.A., if you're looking for porn stars, that's where the most porn stars shops are at, whatever. Now, I don't know if you're considering sex shops or porn stars that other thing, but I will say you will find those sex shops more than the sell porno stores.
Mm-hmm. Do you have porn theaters? Where it's like a movie theater, but they show a porn?
I will not discuss that on air. But, not... yeah, I think we have two, if I'm not mistaken. Probably more than that, actually.
I think,
just never looked into it.
I think Toledo had one, and they don't.
If you're looking for the buy the videos, you go to downtown LA or something like that. Now, if you're looking for one of them sex stores, which I remember I went on a date one time, and that's where we went for the first date, is a sex store, and I was so happy about that motherfucker. I was like playing. I was like a kid in the candy store. I was like 19 at the time, too.
Who?
I was happy.
Whose idea was that?
It was hers.
Oh, my God.
It was hers.
Did you get some?
What happened?
Did you get some?
I fucked her on the beach.
On the first date?
Yeah, on the first date.
Okay, I was going to say, if you didn't, that's like an ultimate blue ball right there.
Ultimate blue ball, whatever, and shit like that. With handcuffs and everything, too. I remember a chick sent me to the sex store one time. I was so happy walking out of that. I was just like, I don't even know what to get. I remember I was taking pictures. And I was like, you want the fluffy handcuffs or the regular handcuffs?
But now, people, I mean, people are, I want to say they more, it's all internet now. Internet's, I think, the driving force of the porn industry.
Yeah. They say that, the internet killing the porn industry, even though it's still making over this $1 million. Okay. Yeah, I highly doubt that.
You know what's funny, though? I think porn, I think it makes almost more than regular movies.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
It's going to be close.
I don't know if I can go
How much? Way. Okay.
Because most movies are making over $1 billion these days.
Worldwide, though.
Yeah, worldwide, but still, the pornos ain't making nowhere near that worldwide. So, I wouldn't even know. I don't think they're not. I don't even think they hit personally $300,000. Come on now.
How much do you think?
Going up $300 million.
Well, it makes
movies, movies nowadays. Come on now, shit, they're making a shitload more nowadays. It'd be funny if a movie don't make over $300 million worldwide nowadays.
Has Spider-Man?
That made over $600 million worldwide. So
oh, okay.
Even the failures still make more than what the fucking porn industry. Come on now.
I think a certain big name movie in this movie company should make a porn with Mickey and Minnie.
They already did that. You can find that on any tube stream here. I mean, you can find Jasmine fucking her tiger on the internet. I watched that the other night.
Did you see that guy? The one guy. He was the cool guy with his daughters next to him and stuff. He had I think it was like Pluto fucking a princess.
He was fucking cool, dude, because he was just like. He said the only reason why I made it in porn is because my acting was good. And, you know, back then, because they were talking about mainly 70s and 80s porn. He's like, mainly back then, that's what I got hired for because they loved how I could act in these movies. He's like, I was bad at the sex, too. I was terrible at it.
Did you see the quality of those video clips from then to now?
I said, damn, we watching these? Okay, I'm not even going to get hard on watching these. Or, there was the one chick that Ron Jeremy gave the trophy to at the little Grand Prix thing or whatever, and her tits were. Humongous. I was like,
yeah, oh, that was Houston.
That was phenomenal. I was just like, no wonder Houston's so fucking famous right here. But no, that dad, the dude that had his daughter next to him, he was pretty cool. I really liked that guy a lot. He seemed really like once again, all the dads in here just seemed like really down to earth and cool guys.
Yeah,
around. They seem like a cool dude to just sit and have a drink with and talk to.
Yeah, and I think because it's right here, it's like the guys don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I
kind of accepted what came with the job.
Yeah, I mean, you really were expecting going into this, you're thinking, oh, how they got into porn, and you're going to think this heartbreaking story, but they really weren't.
And most of the women did give, like, oh, I was kicked out the house, I did this, whatever, which, no, don't get me wrong, those are sad stories, but I never resonated with that for some reason.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, I'm just going to turn to porn, I'm like, why?
Yeah, like, I mean, I personally, for like someone like Houston or anything like that, I would not feel ashamed if I got kicked out at 16 and I had a great body where I can go model or do something where I can make cash to get myself on my feet. I would not be ashamed or embarrassed at all. I don't see why they're crying about it or anything like that. You got to do what you got to do to survive, all right?
Yeah, I like the one. I think her name was Seka. Seka, whatever.
Seka, yeah.
She's like, the reason she got into porn is because the women weren't beautiful, and they were an insult to women. I'm like, that's your reason for getting the porn?
That's a horrible fucking reason. Cause yeah, she did say that shit. What did they say she does now? I forgot.
I don't know. I think she still just makes appearances.
Yeah, it was something about appearances, and I want to say is she still does like porn stuff on the side, but not like on like a camera or anything like that.
So she's a hooker.
She says she likes well, she was the one that said she likes cooking and doing all that shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I think she's kind of like a gardener, because she's kind of like a Martha fucking Stewart or something like that now.
Yeah, I think one of the doctors, didn't they say something about they compared it to being a hooker?
Remember, the one I was talking about that had the boyfriend or whatever and shit that she found who was like really God religion and shit like that and started sniffing coke with and started reading the Bible or whatever
yeah.
and shit? She was a hooker. She said it.
Yeah, turning tricks.
And she was sitting up there trying to give the most dramatic story, and I'm just looking at her like, bitch.
And, okay, they showed Raylene as a realtor.
Raylene a realtor? I remember other two were realtors, not Raylene.
Well, they showed Raylene because she was, like, talking about, like, square footage. It was, like, right at the beginning of the movie.
Okay, Raylene was
a realtor. I'm like, would you really buy, I mean, would you buy a house from a porn star?
I wouldn't give a shit. Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, what if the guy would know who she is? That'd be a little awkward.
I would easily whisper in her ear, can we look back at this house tomorrow? And then I would tell the wife, you know, hey, like, I'm going to go look at this house one more time by myself. Just wait here. And then I would try to, like, create a porn fantasy by saying, oh, is there a bed still upstairs? Let's go try it out, you know, see if it's stable enough for two.
So you're under a relation that all porn stars are sluts.
I'm just hoping they'll fuck, that's all. No, you got me wrong, Z. I'm in a relation that all women are sluts and they're going to sleep with me. No, I'm just like,
but Asia's story was the most, I think, the most heartbreaking due to the fact her husband died coming back from LA.
I'm in a position where I think that shit, I'm a smooth and charismatic son of a bitch and get any woman to drop them panties, so that's what I'm not.
You're the podcast Denzel Washington.
Goddamn right. Hell yeah, all I gotta do is wink at you and the panties drop.
But Asia's story was probably the best. Mary's story was just, she came off as a total fucking idiot.
She came out as a straight up dumb blonde bimbo bitch. I'm sorry, shit. And it's not even so much that their stories were hard, it's just the way they performed it.
The way
they were just sitting up there telling it. It's like, because like I said, most of the stories are sad, like where they came from and stuff like that, but it's just like, I don't feel anything for this person. I don't know why. They just seem so fake telling us right now.
Yeah,
and maybe it's just because of how much money they were making that why should I feel sorry for them, I guess.
Like, oh, no, that was just like, oh, fuck you. You guys are bitching about this when you're making, you know, over a quarter of a million a year. Fuck you.
Thank you. You sit up here bitching or whatever, and Mary Carey broke it down that, like, her website alone, she made in, like, what did she say, 21,000 or something like that? A month, and I was just looking at her, and she was like 10,000 off like buttons and merchandise. And I was just looking at her like, "Oh fuck you."
Yeah, and then she's the one that came off like she's all high and mighty. She's like, "Oh, I just did some photos, and then I sent my pictures to Cinemax, and then Playboy called me. Then I met Larry Flint, and you know I was the only one 2 months into my porn career." I'm like, "You're coming off as a fucking snuck up snob."
And then like, you know, I wanted to show that I was more than porn. And, you know, I got to being a governor, you know, and I won. She even said she won this contest when they gave her $30,000. I was just like, this girl was just raking in money. I don't feel a bit sorry for her. She was in a – and people, these were in weeks and months, not like years or nothing like that. She was making this in a month. I was just looking at her like, I really don't feel nothing for this chick. And if she would have won governor, then that would have showed us just how stupid of a country
we are. Well, I think – they never said it in the movie, but I think an average female porn star in a month does, like, 4 movies.
Yeah. Oh, they did say that, because I remember they were talking about it. She was like, yeah, I wanted more, you know, most people can't work 9-to-5 jobs or whatever. But one chick said that she was working twice a week and making more than what people make working 5 days a week, 9-to-5 jobs and shit. I was just like, what the fuck you doing complaining then, bitch?
Yeah. Well, that was that Nina. I remember that. It was that Nina Hartley. She's like, the people in the porn industry, they're not built to work a 9-to-5 job. I'm like, everyone is built to work a 9-to-5 job. It's your choice. Don't act like porn.
You know what? to say that, though, I do kind of agree with her for these women that was in this video. I don't think any one of them would last in a 9-to-5 job.
Well, if Asia is a Mensa member...
Asia is different, like I said. The other ones, you really think that drug addict, the one that with the boyfriend and smoking coke, whatever, you really think she could work 9-to-5? I highly doubt it. I'm sorry. I don't think any of these women could have been. Raylene sitting up there crying and shit like that, looking like a dumb bitch and stuff. Definitely Mary Kay. What the fuck? Hell no. No. I don't think she could do it. She would have to suck somebody off to get that 9-to-5. She would have to get hours off, whatever. I agree with her on that point. I can't remember which porn star. I think it was the one that has her own business or something like that. Said that she was making more because she wanted to stay with her daughter. She was making more in 2 days of a week than what people was making working 9-to-5, 5 days a week. And I was just like, well then, bitch, you should be fine then.
Well, I remember I watched years ago. I watched, remember when NBC did all those like Dateline bullshit?
Yeah,
they did one for porn, and they said when you're a brand new girl starting out, I remember who said this, but you are given like. You're not going to be, obviously, signed to, like, Vivid right away.
No.
You have to work your way up.
Your lasting power is about 2 years.
Yeah, you have to work your way up. And you are given, like, guys that don't, like, disgusting, like, hotel rooms. And guys that are just, like, hairy and fat and disgusting. And
they don't have that no more now.
No. Because it's internet. As long as you are, like, markable on the internet, you're going to be fucking signed somewhere.
Yeah.
So, like,
and most girls last longer than 2 years these days now.
Yeah, I want to say it's probably about, I think, max around 5.
Yeah, I was about to say it's about 4 to 5. And if that's the case, 2 years, if they were pulling in the money that they kept talking about in this documentary, 2 years is all I need then.
What did, I think Randy West said that. What did he say for guys? How long do they last?
I can't remember what he said, but I remember I saw a lot of other porn documentaries that said that most guys don't last that long in the porn industry.
Probably because they just want to make money and get out.
Yeah, and that's what Randy West said, too. He's just like, you know, we get in and get out sometimes. And he said most of the guys go into behind the camera.
Yeah, and I think there might be more money on that one.
It could be, yeah. I mean, especially if you're like, you probably can, I don't want to say this, but you probably cheat your way by just bringing in new talent and just lowering their wage without even letting them know because they're not really big or no names. Like, mm-hmm. You probably do that as well. So.
Yeah, I mean, the porn industry is never going away.
Like I said, if they were making the money that they were making 2 years, 2 years is all I need personally. If they're making $300,000 a year.
Yeah, and you know, it's just. Society, they need to stop, you know, sticking their nose in the air when they talk about porn. Porn, you know. Do you want to say it's a respectable business?
It's getting respectful as it can, if you want to.
I mean, you're not going to ever see a porn, like, nominated for a major award.
I mean, like, you see with, like, you know, like, the condoms and stuff like that being used. I mean, that's part of the respectfulness of it. I mean, it's sex. I mean, shit, sex is something that's going to be fucking happening forever in a decade these days. And, you know, Don John, best porn movie ever, you know. It proved that every man needs it in their life.
Yeah, but, you know.
Gordon Levitt said it. If a man tells you he ain't watching porn, he's fucking lying.
Yeah, it's the same thing, yeah. It's just, it's. People are.
Look at it as a sports thing. It's entertainment value for some people.
Yeah.
Sad as that may sound, it is.
It is. And but, you know, I think the biggest downside is just the religious area where people think it's just hookers. That's all they're getting paid for having sex.
A lot of them get so, like, that's, this shit got, I think I didn't like this documentary that much because this shit got preachy.
It did. It's really like, God's got to be in your life.
It really got preachy and shit like that. And the shit that they were talking about, though, just like, I needed God in my life, whatever, to, and I think the one you hated, the female whatever her name was,
Nina,
was it Amber Lynn or something like that?
You mean Nina Hartley?
Nina Hartley, yeah. I think she said it best when she said, what did she say? Most people use religion as an easier way of escaping something that they don't think they should be a part of. And I think I thought that was a perfect summary of that, what that is. And I thought the way these girls were talking, they were really using religion as just something as an excuse to get out of. I'm currently watching this show, Orange is the New Black, on Netflix right now. And they have a religious girl on there, and she said the same thing, Theon. She uses religion to get out of the horrible life she's had before, and it somewhat helps her in a way, I guess.
Do you think that could be a scapegoat?
That's a perfect word. It is definitely a scapegoat. Which is fine. Hey, it's fine.
It's
a scapegoat for yourself, but don't be trying to pressure it on other people or trying to say that, like, oh, this stuff right here is bad, so I use this to help me get out of it, and you can use it too. You need to use it. Everybody else that does this is horrible. It's like, no, why don't you worry about your damn self?
Yeah.
Because porn didn't make you get into drugs and alcohol and all that. That was you.
No, they didn't, like, grab your arm and just stick a needle in your arm for heroin.
No, and I'm glad they had Asia Guerrero in here to show you that, no, not every woman fell to that bullshit.
I think she was the only one that actually didn't fall into drugs.
Yeah, she was.
Well, I don't know about Mary Kay. I think she's too stupid to even use a drug.
Mm-hmm. But it did say at the end of the movie she became alcohol dependency after her husband died, which I don't think that had anything to do with porn. I think that was just the same.
No, and if they even fucking say that shit, because I think she's an activist for alcoholism.
Yeah.
Remember,
she became, after her husband died, she became dependent on alcohol. I thought that was a perfect setup for her, because they said that, you know, her husband died, it really affected her hard, and, like, the bills were piling up on her and stuff like that, and she just had a newborn baby. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that was a perfect way of setting up that, like, porn didn't do this to her. It was just, she was depressed, mentally depressed.
Yeah, that's why I think her story was probably the best out of the whole bunch.
Yeah.
It was actually
heartwarming
and like a normal person.
And realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what would you give this, Z?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever...
I don't think I'd ever watch this again, personally.
I would probably give it 2 stars. I'm never probably going to watch this again. This is our first documentary, so I'm not sure how to really rate it. It was just a lot of boring times. Asia's story was probably the best, but we both agreed that the guys were really cool. They seemed like, you know, they lived that life, and, you know, it's all cool and stuff, and... You know, they're just normal guys, but the girls, I think they just stretched on way too long, way too hard on themselves. Like, oh, we got, you know, having sex for money, you know, feel sorry for us. You're getting paid all X amount of money to, you know, have sex. It's your fucking choice.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
You're not being raped. You're not being raped.
I mean, you ain't even got to probably last that long either, bullshit.
No, so...
Just lay there and take it, whatever. Now, I agree completely with you on that, I think that as much as I like the guys and Asia Kerr, I think they spent too much time on the women I didn't like.
Mm-hmm. Mary Carey had way too much time.
She really fucking did. And then the little clips they were just showing of her, like, I was just looking at, like... You know, I think they showed more clips of the girls I didn't like their past and what they did and their future and stuff like that than they did with the guys.
And I did not know about anything about Asia Carrera being, like, the first Asian-American, and she, like, pretty much broke, like, the barrier.
Especially for Vivid, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I watched these people at a goddamn Pep Boys on my phone. I watched this while I was waiting on my goddamn car.
Was anyone watching it with you?
It was crowded. I don't know if somebody probably was watching behind me, but I, you know, every time some titties popped on, I try to hide the phone like. But yeah, I seriously, because this is only an hour and a half, and I had to wait there for an hour and a half, so I was just like, yeah, I guess I can kill 2 birds with 1 stone. I was waiting here getting my card, and I watched this a goddamn play, and I was just looking, I was just like, I remember I kept hitting my phone, my touch screen on my phone, just looking at it, going like, 40 minutes left, goddamn.
Yeah, I wasn't. I felt that too.
I was kind of counting the time down. I was just like, we could wrap this up a little bit, because I literally was getting bored listening. And just the whole religious, it got preachy to me. I'm sorry.
Oh, it did. It did.
It got preachy as fuck, and like, it seemed like you said earlier, everybody was trying to blame the porn industry, and I was just like, what the fuck does porn got to do with you doing drugs and shit, though?
Like, and especially, I think Raylene's got like a massive, I think back when she was a star, like in the late 90s, she had, like, a massive... Because I've seen some interviews from some stars that she worked with, and they said she was a massive druggie.
Oh, yeah.
And then she goes back into it, and she has no plans to retire again.
Oh yeah, I heard that. They did say that as well, and I'm just like, hey, I guess, man. I don't know what's going on, whatever. But I guess as a documentary full effect, I thought it was handled well, as far as technical-wise and stuff like that. Interesting concept too. Just I thought the stars itself, mainly the female, except for Asia Carrera, was just boring.
Yeah.
I was bored out of my goddamn mind. I mean, the only interest that's keeping me from giving it a fuck it is the fact that the guys, like, really seem cool, whatever. And, like, especially that older one, the one that passed away, too, the one that had the heart attack or whatever.
Yeah.
Can't remember that guy. That guy just seemed like, he's just like, man, I wear shorts, a button up, and I just walk the beach throwing rocks in the water.
Yeah, him and Randy West, they seemed really cool. I mean, Randy West, like, he's like, he said he got into porn by accident. I'm like, it's not really how it works, but...
Back in his time, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but...
I don't know how it worked in the 70s or whatever. I don't know. Porn seemed to... I would think porn seemed harder back then to get in.
Yes, yeah. I mean, the guy's going to have to look muscle-bound.
Mm-hmm. And plus, it ain't like you have to be shaved or anything like that. But, no, that older guy, he seemed really cool. I even liked the guy that was just like... They mainly got me because they just loved the way I acted because I was terrible at sex. I like how he just had fun with it and just said, yeah, I was horrible at sex. I didn't know what I was doing.
And why would the director have the Mary Carey when she couldn't pronounce the word? Was that just to show how stupid she was?
It's funny because maybe the director did do that because she literally was asking, I'm assuming the camera guy or maybe the makeup girl or whoever was in there with her. She's asking, one, how do you pronounce that word? And I just looked at her and was just like... And then she says, yeah, and I ran for governor. I looked at her and was just like, oh, bitch.
That's your state.
I fucking know. That's another thing, too. If you really want to say something because of that governor thing, then maybe, yeah, her name did get out there because of porn. And good Lord, that just goes to show you who can run for governor these days. Because fuck, man, she can't even pronounce a word.
I mean, that's what you kind of... I mean, that's what you kind of expect, you know, when they retire, because you got to think girls in porn are going to get into, like, what, 18 years old?
Yeah.
19, maybe? And they're probably going to, depending on who they are, they'll probably make a name for themselves by, like, 25.
Yeah.
And you make a name for yourself, maybe bank some money for, like, 2 years, get out, and you pretty much have your life set.
Yeah.
If you're smart with your money. I think Randy West said that too. You can be in that.
Smart with your money. And smart save with it your up money. And you should be able to. Because there was one chick on here that said she stuck all her money in like stocks and shit like that, and she lost it all when the 80s market, stock market went crash. And I was just like, why the hell did you put all your money in stock?
Yeah, I think one said she, I think it was Houston. She's going to nursing school and she's got a 4.0.
Yeah.
Like every stripper in the world is going to nursing school.
You say every stripper, every woman in the world is going to nursing school.
Yeah.
So I give it a low stream. I'll probably never watch this again.
Anymore. Oh, I will never watch it. I'll never watch it.
No, I will never watch this again. So yeah, low streaming is mainly getting that because of the guys in here were really cool. I'd like to have them all in a room one day, you know, just pass a beer around to be like, man, tell me about tell me something about Jen Jameson I don't know, man. Come on. share me with it. I got a podcast to do. It's called Throwback Tuesday. You might have heard of it. Mm-hmm. You might have heard of it. I know you heard of it. Because you heard of me.
True.
Yeah, you want to get some questions and comments on?
Yeah, Brent.
Yo, man, Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid, he says, man, even watching this movie, and he's talking about the Fast and Furious. A lot of people actually agree with us. The movie was boring. I was shocked by that.
Yeah, I remember, I think, when I messaged you the other day, I'm like, people are telling me this movie, like, they actually agree with us. The movie's really boring. I'm like, yeah, they actually got smart by 5 and 6. That there's action, like, throughout the whole movie.
I'm getting a lot of messages saying, yeah, that movie was boring going back over there. I was just like, oh, thank you. Shit. But 2.0, he says, man, even watch this movie way back. I thought this one was just boring. Thank you. It's like they shot their action load in the first 30 minutes, then slept in the middle, and then everything else in the last 30 minutes of this movie.
Yeah, I think you said that too. I think you said they had the two races, and then the race at the end, and that's it.
Yeah, it's almost like a standard action movie.
Without the
fight scene, or
without
whatever
the action.
It is, the action's about in the beginning, it opens up or something like that. Slow middle, and you have like one little quick shot of something, and then the ending is the all out battle or race or whatever it's going to be or some shit like that.
And the Fast and Furious now, they're just popcorn movies. That's all they are. They're science fiction movies, actually.
They're popcorn. Science fiction.
Vin Diesel cannot jump a fucking bridge like that.
He has understandingness of things in there. I don't understand a damn thing in these movies. They're popcorn films. Or they're popcorn films that where the seed gets stuck in your tooth constantly. And you can't get the motherfucker out. So, yeah.
I still like Fast 6 and Fast 5, so.
Fast 6 and 5 are fucking stupid as fuck. Not even good stupid shit. It ruins stupid as fuck. 22 Jump Street is good, so there you go, get that shit. That just goes to show you all those stupid action movies are dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Andrew, he says, this was a pretty good show for being shorter than your usual. I enjoyed the level of hate and whatever you guys had, LOL. I wish these movies were about the cars because I am a car fanatic. What was your favorite car scene in this or either of the movies, guys? I know what mine was. Always been my favorite one, too. Even through all, how many, 7 of them.
I did love, was it Ja Rule's car?
Ja Rule was in the movie?
In the first one.
Yeah,
I don't remember what kind of car it was, but I did love it.
Damn, that was Ja Rule, huh? I forgot that one-eyed nigga was in here. That old Popeye-looking motherfucker, I forgot he was in here.
But I agree with Andrew that the car should have been the focus. They really got rid of it, but they had some nice cars throughout the entire series, though.
Yeah, it kind of got degraded after Fast and Furious 3.
Yeah.
After the third one, I think it really shortened on his cars, like on his car level even more. As a matter of fact, I think that's probably the only good thing about the third one is that there is cars introduced of the race. I think there might be more racing in that film than most of the films these days.
Yeah, it's true.
Sam Chang, because that's the worst one.
What was your favorite car?
Mine was the Toyota Supra. Yeah, you might not. This isn't like a main car. It's a car in the background effect. I actually, my sister's former basketball coach actually has the same car from the movie.
Oh, nice.
And I've been bugging him every year to sell it to me. The motherfucker wants that. He actually has the actual Nas tanks, everything installed in, even from the seatbelts and seats and everything. Everything is still in it, and he's going to give it to his son when he gets old enough. I'm like, your son, what if something happens to him when he gets 18? Like, you know, maybe he just dies or something. I don't know.
Not hearing it yet.
actually, that guy is pretty... He's got some money on his belt because he actually helped build one of the biggest buildings in LA as well, too, so.
Oh, cool.
So, and he's Asian, so, obviously.
Whatever.
Yeah,
so. I did like, research, like, after watching it and doing the show, that, I think somebody put something, like, in the goofs on IMDb for Fast Furious. Oh, The Fast and the Furious, whatever. I want to confuse it with Part 4. That they said in drag racing, they don't have side mirrors. No. So I'm like, I think that's just a safety precaution.
Yeah, it really is. You ever drag race?
No. I haven't had a car to really do it.
You're lying. But anyway.
I had a Neon.
People, he lives in Ohio. There's a lot of open fields out there. All they do is drag race. Yeah, but Toyota Supra, that one. I love the slick style of it. I still love that car even today. That's been my shit since that movie even came out. And that movie is that car is still my shit today. I love that car.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the tank from Fast 6.
I'm gonna go with Vin Diesel's mouth. That's like a car because that shit runs on motor oil. You gotta could put some WD-40 on that motherfucker just to open up all the way it does, so yeah. Last question I got here is from Amethyst Chaos. She says, are there any other franchises dumber than this one? Transformers? Sure enough, it's about cars, too. In a way. Yeah, that's one. Transformers. What's another dumb franchise?
Paranormal.
Paranormal, yeah. Die Hard got dumber as it went along.
I can't stand Good Day to Die Hard.
yeah, I really can't neither. So, like, it was like, that was something that was really good and just got, like, worse the longer it went on, so. Seemed like it'll keep getting dumber, too, in the next one, so I don't know.
Scary movies?
What one?
Scary Movie?
Yeah, that's the one. I do like the first one, I will say that.
I do, too.
Maybe even the second one, too. I haven't seen it in a while, but.
Oh, X-Men.
I do like First Class. I will say that first trilogy, yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars.
You know what? The Wolverine trilogy, too, for that matter. Shit, cause apparently they made a third one of that one, so.
Trilogy. That doesn't seem right.
It's not a trilogy. It's a reboot at this point.
Everyone's a reboot.
Oh, the Fantastic Four?
Yeah. Star Wars? You would say Star Wars because you hate that.
I can say, yeah, Star Wars definitely. The Crow.
Compared to the first one, yeah.
Yeah, that got dumb. It's fucking horrible.
Compared to the first one.
I can think of a lot that were like, the first one was really good, and then it went like some straight to DVD or just got worse as it went along.
Saw?
Such. Definitely a perfect example of that. Saw has such a creative concept too, and then that motherfucker went off with 6 more movies. Just like, god damn it.
I'm gonna say Hangover too.
Yeah, I do like the first one a lot though.
I do too. Then it just rehashed in part 2, then just completely not a Hangover movie in part 3.
Wasn't there 4?
No, there's 3.
Oh, okay. It felt like 4. American Pie. It's another one. I do not like those movies whatsoever.
None of them?
No, none of them. I think they're white stereotypes, if you ask me.
There is no black people in the movie.
That shit really isn't, though. I think it just makes you guys look dumb, if you ask me.
Fuck
it. It makes you guys... It makes white people... Those movies... Like, a lot of white people don't like to say white stereotypes or whatever, and I don't know why, but those movies to me make y'all look like straight-up idiotic dumbasses.
Thank you.
That can just get by on anything if you just have a party.
Well, thank you so much.
Very welcome. You should be more offended by that than I am, but, you know...
Here's one that people do hate. Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah, that franchise is definitely dumb. I think they're all about that franchise. Wasn't that movie supposed to come out last year? Wait a minute, hold on.
I think a new one's supposed to come out, like, this year.
And okay, it was supposed to come out, but the dude didn't write the script or something like that. He tried to... Man, that dude is fucking up on that script, dude.
P.W. Anderson?
He keeps pushing that shit back every year now. It's been pushed back, like, 3 times now.
Yeah, it's kind of like that Michael Bay movie that I brought up. That mysteriously vanished and it's never, you know, that time traveler movie.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, that movie mysteriously vanished.
Yeah, I was looking for it the other day and I was like, I can't find that. I don't even remember the name of it, to be honest.
Let me look it up. Because that made...
I know which one you're talking about because they had a lot of premieres and stuff like that for earlier. But it, like you said, it mysteriously vanished. I don't see nothing. It almost looked like, when I saw the last commercial, it looked like a straight-to-TV movie, to be honest.
Yeah, a little bit. Here's one that's... I'll say Scorpion King. Did the fact that everything out... I think they had 3 more sequels and they all went the DVD.
Yeah. That's enough.
Oh, the movie's called Project Almanac.
Okay, yeah, shit's gone.
Supposed to come out January, which we all know what that means.
Yeah, obviously. Well, people, that's been the porno edition of Throwback Tuesday, which has been so lovely talking about my favorite topic of all time, porn. Granted, it was the most boring porn it could be, but hey, it's as close as we're going to get to porn on this side. Or is it?
And the reason you said you picked this, because we joke about it, but I'm going to do it.
I'm going to blow your fucking mind.
You're like, you won't handle my pick.
I was like, you won't handle my pick.
That's why I'm kind of glad Inside Deep Throat didn't win, because that probably would have been even more boring.
Yeah, who would have thought porn would be boring? But it really was boring.
We found out.
Wow, okay, this is boring. But people, that's been Throwback Tuesday, episode 54. I'm the Phenomenal One, moviesbuzzpodcast.com. I'm sorry, I'm the Phenomenal Glacier.
This is Z, a.k.a. the Jackhammer from thefancritic.com.
Yeah, and let me put on my after-hour voice right now. Let me say that one more time. I am the phenomenal one of moviespoilerspodcast.com, people. So lovely.
You do have that DJ voice when you do that.
I listen to a lot of them R&B stations at nighttime. I know what they do.
You kind of, you could. You kind of sound like you could be an R&B fucking DJ.
You are listening to the Night Owl with the phenomenal one.
So, all right.
Later, bastards.
Later.